can open your Bible to Proverbs chapter 1. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us to fear the Lord tonight. It takes the Holy Spirit to teach you this because this have not been in the church as it should be. So therefore, when one ingredient is a powerful ingredient in what you're cooking and you don't put it in, the person who tastes it can miss it. You could ask Joanne. Joanne cooked for me, and Joanne cooked something, and I said, something missing, Joe. She said, well, I didn't have some of that. Yeah. She said, sometimes, it's very seldom it happens, but you can't get by the taste bud. Well, could it be, I want you to think about this a minute, because it can change your life. This fear of the Lord, could this be a major ingredient that the body of Christ need to go forward? Then we question it here. Listen to me carefully. And I'll break it down. I'm going to give you a definition of the fear of the Lord in a few minutes that you will have no problem adjusting to the Holy Spirit helping you to walk in it. When there's no fear of the Lord, there will be no process of sanctification. So without the fear of the Lord, you're not becoming more like him every day. You can't. See, the process of sanctification, of being set apart as an ambassador for Christ, as a witness, you're going to have this reverential knowledge about God. All right? Now, God wants us blessed, but there's a teaching on grace now that exclude the judgment of God, exclude having to have reverence for God. It's not giving God his rightful place. And so therefore, people are becoming complacent, believing they can do anything, go say a little prayer, get back on the road. That don't work like that. When one, you listening? Is impregnated with the fear of the Lord, wisdom is born. When one is impregnated, like a woman, wisdom, it births the baby of wisdom. You cannot have wisdom without the fear of the Lord. All right? Fearing God is the foundation for turning from evil. You see why we got so much problem in the church. So many Christians falling off the wagon, doing illegal things in the spirit. A lot of time it's by ignorance, and a lot of time it's by just not knowing the awesomeness of God, that when you come into his presence, it's time to tremble. And so I want to give you that. And here in Proverbs 1:7, and in many scriptures I've been searching, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You see that? But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, when they say fools despise wisdom and instruction, the fear of the Lord include wisdom also. I mean, it's not wisdom, but it puts you in a position that wisdom can function. Are you listening? And also it says instruction. You can better follow holy instruction when you're operating in the fear of the Lord. Now, let me give you some definition of the fear of the Lord so we all be on the same page, because we know the Bible said God has not given us a spirit of fear, but that's another kind of fear. You have to, when you walk in the fear of the Lord, I'm going to give you the definition, but when you walk in the fear of the Lord, you have no fear of Satan. You have no fear of man. That's one of our problems. We fear. Sometimes God tells us to do something, but we fear what men think. But when you walk in the fear of the Lord, you're going to obey God. The prophet of old obeyed God. All right, now, the fear of the Lord, if you're writing your definition, is a reverent awe, A-W-E, of God's power. A reverent awe of God's power, majesty, and holiness, produces in us a holy fear of transgressing his revealed will. You see why people can do things so easily? Christians can lose their reward, lose their blessing by not having this revelation of the awesomeness, and the majesty of God, that you can't play with him. Come on now, we're going to see this apostolic. We're switching, we're making transition, and we're being transformed into a people who can walk in sanctification, walk in holiness, walk in righteousness, fall on and get back up. You understand what I'm saying? It's all right if you fall down, just get back up. It's all right if you fall down. You're playing a game, the basketball player fall down. He just fell. Get up now. Get up and run to the other end. That's all God wants you to do. But you can't, got it. You can't play the game on a slippery floor. And when you don't know what the fear of the Lord is, you're playing the game of life on a slippery floor. And you're going to keep slipping down, because when that evil attracts you or the evil come to you, when you're walking in the fear of the Lord, you say, I can't do that. What did Joseph say to that woman? Nobody don't know. What did Joseph say to that woman? I can't do this against God. In the 37th chapter of Genesis, I think, the 39th chapter of Genesis, when Pharaoh's wife tried to tempt Joseph. Isn't what Joseph said, I can't do this. Joseph said, I got somebody looking at me. You got to remember, you always have somebody looking at you. All right, now, let me finish this definition. I'm going to go back over it again because I want you to have it, because we're going to be working on it for quite some time. A reverent awe of God's power, majesty, and holiness produces in us a holy fear. What kind of fear?
Holy fear.
Of transgressing his revealed will. Now, you know, we should have something sort of hanging over us all the time. This holy fear of God has to judge sin. Are you not God? So Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, but sin will put you back under the curse. Are you hearing me? A reverent awe of God's power, majesty, and holiness produces in us a holy fear of transgressing his revealed will. Such reverence is essential to gaining the heart of wisdom. Such reverence is essential for gaining the heart of wisdom. You know, you're asking God for wisdom. Give me some wisdom. You need to have some fear too. And then it's pointed out, turn in our golden text, Acts chapter 9, that when you have a heart walking in the fear of the Lord, it places you in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to fear nobody. When you fear God, you don't have to fear nobody else. Your husband, your wife, your nana, your partner, and the people across the street. You ain't got to fear nobody when you walk in the fear of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? You're not being ugly, but you just know the Lord is with you because you're not going to act no fool. Now, the church has to be the trend. The church has to make this transition. We have to go into this transition here. And Acts 9:31. Turn to Acts 9:31. I'm going to, God been writing some things on the table of my heart, and I write it on paper to bring it to you. You ready? There are many secrets revealed to God-fearers. There are secrets he's going to reveal to God-fearers that the average Christian would never see. Why he revealed it to a God-fearer is that God-fearer going to obey him, going to honor him with what he showed him. The person who have no godly fear is going to run over it. That's why I said, cast not pearls. Why? A pig don't care. Give that which is holy, not unto dog. A dog don't care. He's just going to bark, jump around. I got a dog at the house, jump around all the time. But we're not dog. We're not pig. But if you don't have the fear of the Lord, you can turn into a pig with your lifestyle. You follow what I'm saying? Now, listen to me. There are many secrets revealed to God-fearers that many believers will never know. Satan does not want us to know what the fear of the Lord is. Let me tell you why. Satan does not want us to know what the fear of the Lord is, for it will shut down many of his tricks. Are you listening to me? And supply mass revelation of sanctification. mass revelation say? Mass revelation of living right? Yes. Yes. You got to have a supply of that. You're not just going to do that because you say that. You got to have a supply. All right? Many evil attempts and plots of the enemy will be faced by the wisdom of God, those who walk in fear. And you'll be living, and people will be looking at you as if you do not have no problem, because they're being handled so swiftly and so powerfully by the grace of God. Amen. I said amen. Any of y'all ever had a problem? Yeah. Y'all like y'all don't have no problem, man. You don't need to know all this. Just go on to something else. No, no, it's part of our life. Here in Acts 9:31 now, these five pillows, I would call them, five pillows that will hold a church up, but rest, edification, walking in the fear of the Lord, walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and you could either say multiply or increase. There in that 31st verse. That's power. It's five things that the early church knew of. Rest is, there's a revelatory rest. There's a rest when there's a mess. You know, something going on real wrong, but you still restful because you know how you're going to come out. It's a Matthew 11, 27 through 30, I think, rest. You get it. And then Hebrews got a rest, it talks about, for the people of God. We enter into that rest. And so the church must have a revelation of rest. And then edification in that 9:31 is constantly being built up, not torn down. You see a lot of Christians being torn down because they're having some kind of opposition. That don't matter, persecution. That doesn't matter with God. You can't tear God down. So you're going to have persecution, you're going to have attacks, you're going to have things that is not working right all the time. But as long as you walk in the fear of the Lord and the wisdom and the instruction and understanding of the Holy Ghost, you're smarter than the problem. Tell the person next to you, you're smarter than the problem. See, as long as you're hooked up and in tune with God, see, some of y'all setting you up some stuff today, tonight. That's why God sent you here. You're smarter than that. In the spirit. See, Satan wants you to have the other fear. What is it? That God can't handle this. You see what I'm saying? But when you're walking in the fear of the Lord, now you got, and you I've probably never heard this before, now you have fear and faith working together. What a team. Fear, the God kind of fear, and the God kind of faith. We walk by faith and by fear. You have to see what I'm saying? You know what 2 Corinthians 5, 7, 8, 7, 2 Corinthians 5, 7 says? We walk by faith, not by sight. We've got to walk by faith and by fear. Then we will not walk by sight. Because whatever come against you is coming against God. No man, no company, no foe can stand against you. You're the child of the living God. You must know that. You must know. You must know it's not going to last always. You must know that it got to change. You must know that. Holy Spirit, teach me to fear the Lord. See, teach. Yeah, you want to see, it'll keep you when temptation come. You say, oh no, I'm not messing this up. And money can't buy a clear conscience. I don't care what kind of house you're living in. I've seen people in big house, they don't have a clear conscience. See, a clear conscience is something that God gives to you. When you, you know, clean, I mean, being clean, holy, ready to do what's right. Jesus. Hallelujah. Godly fear and godly trust is a mighty team. Godly fear and godly trust is a mighty team. Let me see if I want you to turn to the scripture or not. I might go to another one. But I'll give you this one. Turn to 1 Peter 3. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the verse said, but I'm going to tell you the first statement that this verse is going to make, you're going to need to understand the fear of the Lord. All right, now, the first statement of this verse we're going to read, going to make, you can't go there if you don't understand the fear of the Lord. You know, we've heard about, I just got to talk about a few things. Preachers running women, money, all kind of stuff, and deacons, and they're swapping, messing with women in the church, and all kind of stuff. Y'all know where y'all came from. Shoot, don't look at me like I'm crazy. And it's still going on. I got certain preachers don't want to associate with me. They don't want me, like they're pooled in the car, they don't want me to go with them. I don't want to go. But the idea is being a rascal. And the woman came to the church with good intentions. She's trying to get her life clean. Then she come in and found a sucker in there. He pimped out. She's trying to get out of the world, get free. Person come tell you their weakness, and you become a prey on their weaknesses. That's a lot of that going on because there's no fear of the Lord. You better love this church. You safe here. Yeah, amen. And it's because of the Lord. Because of the Lord doing His word. Thy truth, you're sanctified with the truth. Now, I said all that to say this to you because I'm about to show you something now. 1 Peter 3:15. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Notice what it says. Go ahead and read it yourself out loud. What the last statement said? What? That is in you with meekness and fear. Huh? So if you're not in meekness and fear, and you see, fear, I think fear creates meekness. Humility. Humble you. You must come to the grip with the fact, if God does not come through, I'm not going to make it. You can say what you want. That's a wrap there, brother. If God does not come through, I'm not going to make it. See, now, when he says, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart, you can't do that without the fear of the Lord. You can't. You're not going to be set apart. You're not going to be, see, you're not going to be different. See, you're supposed to be different. What I said? Yeah, so why try to be like everybody else? Why compromise? Why be complacent when people tell you worship too much? All that dancing, all that church going y'all go to. Why? Why you let them, they go to the game, they don't miss one game. They're going to tell you about going to meet your father because they got that old religious spirit, think they're safe and they're not safe. I didn't say save, I said safe. Got a lot of Christians saved, but they're not safe. You got to be positioned to be saved and safe. Write that down. Write that down. Write that down. You don't want you to have that. Put an extract by that. Save and safe. And sanctify. And sell it. And secure. And satisfy. And saturated. Go ahead and bake the cake, man. That's enough ingredient there to bake the cake. All right. Now, the revelation of the fear of the Lord is a mighty move in the spirit realm. That's why you want the church to know about it. It's a mighty move because there are certain checkpoints in the spirit when you're going to another level, when you're going to another realm. It's certain tests or tests you have to pass. You must remove and replace unholy fear with the real fear. Isaiah 41:10. I love it. It's my verse. Isaiah 41:10. Then you got in 2 Timothy 1:7. See, I'm just studying the opposite of fear. But 1 Timothy, God had not given us a spirit of fear, but he told us what to replace it with. Power, love, and a sound mind. See? And the fear of the Lord produced that power, that love, and a sound mind. Now, Isaiah 41:10 said nothing can take you out. I got to look at that. Let's look at that. Oh, we shout hallelujah. Be getting take out all the time. Fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah. Somebody listening? Yeah. I will help thee. Yeah. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Boy, what a word. What a word. What a word. Mm-hmm. You listening? He who do not know the fear of the Lord will be left behind in many blessings that the Father can't trust him with. That the Father can't trust her with. That the Father can't trust him with. That the Father can't trust her with. Why? He gonna act a jack. Because they're not matured enough to handle what God is doing. I really believe, I'll get to the scripture, I really believe your money in this. I really believe you being debt free is right here. Can I trust her to be debt free? A lot of people still love God for substance. Help me, Lord. Suppose the Lord help you. and you don't really need that help anymore. He said, we got this. We're in partnership now. I signed a contract with you. You'll never be broke another day in your life. Will you still love me? Will you still serve me? Will you still come to Bible class on Wednesday night when everything already paid for and you got good health? So you got to get here before you get there. Because if you ever get there without getting here, you're going to kill yourself. Because that flesh and that soul going to go crazy. We ain't got no more bill? You ain't sick nowhere? We ain't got no problem in the house or nothing? Why should we go to church? You say, oh, I wouldn't do that. Oh, baby. If you don't have what Pastor's telling you about right here, you will do it because Pastor will do it too. You'll do it. You'll do it. You got to have a holy restraint. Because this world is calling you, baby. This world is calling you. Every morning you step out the bed, I don't care how holy and nice you think you are, this world is calling you. I want you to know that. I want you to understand that. So we whom do not know the fear of the Lord, I give you the definition of what the fear of the Lord was, right? Will be left behind in many blessings that the Father can't trust us with. That's why we're studying, all right? You can be trusted, right? I heard three people. Oh, brother, I can't be trusted right now. Keep teaching me a little more. Teach me a little more. I don't know what I'll do with all my bills are paid and everything right now. I got the right man, the right woman. I don't know what I'd be. I wouldn't be here. I can go to Florida 4 weeks at a time. Lord, have mercy, Lord. And the reverend broke. That's what they lack. They lack for the reverend to be broke. And they come there and sit there and look at the reverend and say, Reverend, you ain't doing too good yourself. Go ahead and say your little stuff because I can go. But see, we broke that up. That wasn't the way it was supposed to be. You follow what I'm saying? Huh? Yeah. See, there's knowledge. There's information. There's revelation knowledge. But there's a thing called experiential knowledge. There's no way for a pastor or minister to minister to a flock if they're not moving. We all going down. No, we not all going down. You better catch on to this bus. I find the truth out. And I'm not afraid of it, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of what God is doing. Now, I want to take you to a place right now, and I want you to grip this. I want you to turn to Psalm 34. This is a place, when I was studying, I said, wow, let me hurry up and get there and take them there, Lord. It's a place. This is a place you need to go. When you find out all the benefits of walking in the fear of the Lord, you'll start walking. You notice it didn't say run? You notice it says, I'm talking about back in Acts 9:31. Did you notice it says, it didn't say walk? It says walking. It's a lifestyle. Every day. You don't just walk on Sunday. You got to walk Friday, tomorrow. You're walking in the fear of the Lord. You're walking with this on the inside of you, that's not right. I'm not doing it. That's violating God's word. You just lost 6 family members. You spoil a family. I had one of Carolyn's uncle said, I got saved and was getting sanctified all the same time. And, you know, and I used to act a fool with him. And he said, you know, he done messed the family up. He did say that. Mess up the whole family. Now, if I tell you this, I need you to believe this. I need you. We talk about this, but I'm going to show it to you in the scripture here now. God, and this is worship trip tonight. I mean, if you know, if I didn't say nothing else, I'm saying nothing else. This is going to worship trip. And I want you to feast on this. God wants to position you in a place of no want. Y'all right? Now we know what the psalmist said in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I should not want. But here with tonight, we're going to show you how to work it. In Psalm 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man or woman that trusteth in him. Now watch the next verse. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Holy Spirit, help us here. Oh my goodness. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Wow. That's a powerful verse, boy. See, you taste it and you see it. You trust it. And then you walk in that fear. And then he says, look what the scripture says, man. That's beautiful, man. Wow, God, that much. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want. No want. No want. No. Not no need. He didn't say no need. No, he didn't say you thought need. No, I'm not talking about no need. He said no want. No, your want's different than your need. So if he said there is no want, you have passed the need test. Oh, but just can get the church past need. And you can get there. Past need. See, need have been a demon in the body of Christ. Because they think we should live our whole life in need. No, there's a graduation from need. Wow. You heard that? Did you hear that? When you're walking with God, there's a moment you get your diploma, you will never have needs no more. How many want your diploma? The church needs to know this. I never said that before in my life, but it comes from my spirit. There's a graduation from need. And I'll tell you a secret now. You cannot graduate from need if he is not your greatest need. So, you have to get far enough in the spirit to know you don't need the Lord, you have him. He has made himself available to you 24 hours a day. I know the Lord is with me. I know the Lord is keeping me. I know the Lord is helping me. I know I'm not going to fail here. Now I'm going to say something. I'm about to say something, Brad. The church is full of need and want at large because they won't give him his place. He cannot trust you until you give him his rightful place. God wants you, if such a thing, watch this now, if such a thing. God, if such a thing, now listen, if such a thing. God wants you where he can turn his back on you. And you're not going to stab him. With some filth the devil have called you to do. So go tell the world that I said that the Bible says you can graduate from need. That'll shake some religious folks up. You always got to need something. No, when you got God, you got everything. When you know how to repent, when you know how to praise him, when you know how to worship him, study his word, sit at his feet. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor sit in the seat of sinners, stay in the way of scornful, walk back with scornful man. I'm not saying it just right, but he shall be like a tree planted by the river of the water. Whatsoever he doeth. Whatsoever he doeth. There's a place called whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. How dare you question that? That's the book. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the woman. Aligning with what God wants. Aligned in alignment with the assignment. No, some of y'all know, heard of Smith Wigglesworth? Kenneth Hagin? Oral Roberts? Fred Price? Huh? Y'all heard of them, right? Those are giants that walk in the land we live in. They didn't tell me that. The Lord, his word said that. When they're preaching it, like I'm preaching it, it cometh from the Lord. Most Christians, I don't know what the Lord doing tonight. Most Christians are full of need. Full of need. That's where we're going, children. We're going to get out of this need wagon. We've been in this wagon too long. We know too many scriptures. We know God. These scriptures got to manifest in our lives. And our question in that shaka. Hebro shikanalaba. Sindo shikebe. Fear not, says the Lord, the day has come that the manifestation of my promises is about to invade those who believe. So yield to my spirit, for you in another dimension at this time. Things that did not work before will work ahead of time. For my spirit is breathing the breath of life, the breath of the fire of the Holy Ghost on you at the same time. You will be recognized everywhere you go. You will have favor and favor and favor and then more, said the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Praise. I received that, Lord. I received that. I received that. You have so much before you, children. You listen to me? You have so much before you. Boy, I don't know if y'all can handle this. Can y'all handle this? Y'all want me to tell you? You have a church with no need and a pastor with no need. The pastor have passed the need stage in the spirit, giving God the praise. You understand what I'm saying? So what the Lord doing is, he's clearing the road for you. That's why he sent you here. You understand what I'm saying? If everything paid for in my church, everything could be paid for in my house. I'm getting in that atmosphere. Every time I come here, I'm getting in a pay it off atmosphere. Pay it in full. Blessed going in, blessed coming out. I'm the head, not the tail. Be bold enough to tell somebody I'm almost there. Be bold enough. 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 And listen, I'm gonna make this statement. I'm gonna get back to my lesson. When I'm talking like this, I'm talking about being further enough from the fire that can't feel the heat. You got it? You understand what I'm saying? I ain't talking about, you know, I just got over, I got my house paid for, but I'm pinching and wenching every day. Well, I can't have that. No, this got to last 14 more years. That ain't God. That's budget. That's mathematics. God don't deal with no mathematics. Y'all got to be real up in here. See, because I want y'all to be real. I don't want no little sassy back to me. Don't be sassing me back. I'm trying to get you somewhere. So don't be sassing me back with your little ideas. There ain't no idea. Let's take this book. Let's go with this book. This is what God is saying. I don't know what the church down the street is saying. All right, let me give you one or two more, then we'll go. I want to give you these three things again because I didn't get them right. I didn't get them right. You must permit the Lord to deliver you from all other fears: the fear of Satan, the fear of men, and the fear of failure. You're not going to fail. What? Psalm 115. Now, you know, you almost want to haunt your neighbor and say, tell me now, did he say there's a place you can move from need and graduate? Is that what he really said? That's what the book said. Why you think the Holy Spirit tell you about a debt-free church and a debt-free pastor? What that's for? Yes, yes, yes. Experiential knowledge. You see how people were holding themselves back? I mean, they didn't understand the pastor's supposed to be blessed. He's supposed to be the chief engineer. How you see here in the church? She a school teacher. She thinks she all that. The lady just went got her education. She teaching school, dummy. You just sit down and shut up with your dumb self. But they did that. They did that in the church. They did do that in the church. Tell you the truth, a few times I did it myself. They don't know the whole truth. Didn't know no better. They drove better cars and they were dressing, had better dressing suits on. Y'all don't want to talk to me tonight. See, some of y'all wouldn't have been truthful enough to say I thought it sometime myself. Y'all hide that to go to the grave with that. I ain't saying that. It's good to be honest sometime, hallelujah. All the time, not sometime. But I'm get this sometime mess with me up.
No, I won't.
14. Go back to Psalm 34. And we'll go to 115 at the end. Psalm 34. Go back to Psalm 34. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. That's all I'm doing, you see. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And some might be sad. No, it didn't say that. Verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. See that? Watch what he said in the fourth verse now. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now go to Psalm 115. We'll close there. I'll just show you a few things there. When I saw this, it was amazing because I've taught from this psalm many times in teaching on prosperity. But then it was amazing what God instilled in fear in this same psalm. And God sometimes repeat himself when he want to get something over to you. You know, you got to double talk us sometimes. In Psalm 115, verse 8, it says, O Israel, you see it? Trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You got that? Then he goes in the 10th verse. He says, O house of who? Amen. Say the same thing. Trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield, right? Yes. Then he goes in the 11th verse. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield, right? Yes. All right, look at verse 12. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Notice what he says in the next verse now. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are the blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Now, let's think about this in closing. Think about this, Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth. And he made it by just saying it. All the promises that God has said to us. If he made heaven and earth, he can make this promise good. Right? That's the way you have to see it. Now, I'm telling you, this missing ingredient that the Lord is putting this church to understand, the fear of the Lord. Not that I'm scared of the Lord. But I've been impregnated many times by the Lord. And when the Lord really come in a room, your disposition changed. I feel him coming now. And there's a awareness. And there's a reverence that wraps itself around you. Now, a lot of time, my skin get tight. You know, he just walked in here just now. His presence. And I know he's standing here. I know I can feel I'm in the vicinity of a special moment. And when it happened, you recognize how awesome he really is. The present. I'm studying a book now, The Host in God Present, when heaven invade the earth. is present. And now I'm instructed by God to tell y'all when he manifests. His manifested presence is here right now. He said, don't be concerned about what who think or what think. Just let them know that I'm present, and whenever I'm present, I never come empty-handed. I come to visit my children, and I come to take care of their situation. When we come here and meet and start teaching the word, singing praise and worship, what we're doing is inviting him. And then when you invite him, we find out that he keep on coming. Stand up, lift your hand. Whatever it is right now, he can do it for you. Talk to him a minute about your personal life. What you've been asking him for, what you want him to do. In his presence, that's where you consitina shetelebesuku. Can't say to what? The Lord said, I can't see what you want unless you tell me. I won't go in your private business unless you invite me. But he's here. Say he's here.
He's here.
Healing.
Healing.
Any manifestation you need is right here now. The miracles, the signs, and the wonders of God is available in this house tonight. He's regulating something right now. I don't know whether it's blood pressure, what it is. I heard the word regulate. He's regulating something right now. He's returning it to his original plan. Hallelujah. Yes, tell him how much you love him and thank him and whisper to him what he need to do in your family, what he need to do in your body, what he need to do in your life right now. When he comes, when he comes, we must yield, children. Must not rush him. Special visitation from the Lord is here now. He's ready to minister. He's ready to meet your need. He's ready to take you beyond a Bible study into his very presence. Oh, how we love you, Lord. Just stay there. There's a refreshing falling. There's a refreshing falling. Things that have been stagnant in your life will become fresh tonight. Fresh in his presence. Glory to God. These are places that I had walked out in because I was holding back for quite some time, but it's time to walk out in them now. There's everything in his presence. Oh my. Heal every sick body, every disease, every pain. Growth must disappear. Malfunctioning in any organ must disappear now. For the Lord is here. The Lord God Almighty, strong. My goodness. Oh, Rabarayayo. Fix it for our Lord. Fix it for him. There are those on the wavelength. Africa. Brazil. They're all over the world listening. Right now, Lord. They're on the airwave. Go to their home. Go into their car. Go into their studio. There's a group of people in a studio listening. Oh, my goodness. Let the report come in. Let the miracle happen and the report start coming in now from all over the world in this congregation. Something happening tonight. Oh, we worship you. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that. My, my. Thank him for something ahead of time you want him to do. You say, Lord, thank you for that. They ain't got to know your business. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you. That's happening right now. I receive it. Thank you. Gratitude moved the hand of God. Say, his train filled a temple. He kept on coming. And that's why the statement says, always saying God is more than enough, because God don't know what enough is. Enough is not so much in God's vocabulary. He believes in overflowing, overwhelming. There's no container that can hold God. Ah! Work your miracles, Lord. Work your, let some special miracles go through here under your word. Honor your word. It's time, Lord. It's time to shake the foundation of the earth with demonstration, manifestation of the Holy Ghost in the midst of your people. Hallelujah. I'm moving beyond my needs. Say it. Beyond wants. I'm just going to serve God and love him. Everything else is met. Is met. I receive my healing tonight. Right now, healing. Oh, hallelujah. I will be satisfied with a long life, healthy life. Hallelujah. Present in this place. If you'll let me, I'll take Satan out of the picture. Phew, my goodness. You will not leave here with that pressure. I said you will not leave here carrying that same burden. You know. You know. Those hands and arms get tired too quick. Y'all hold your hand up 15, 20 minutes, 15, 20 seconds and put it down. No, my arm be hurting too, but I tell them, stay up. Keep them up there before him. It's a place of praise, but it's a place of worship. Worship, he honor. He love you. Now, listen. Put your hand down. I'm going to make a statement. We'll receive tonight off and we'll go home. Then you got to catch this statement because it just came in my spirit. You ready? You don't have to wonder about that no more. I don't know who you're talking about. That's what he said. You don't have to wonder nor worry about that no more. I'm taking care of that, but I'm taking care of it not on your time and on my time. Got it? You don't have to worry. You don't have to wonder about that no more. I'm taking care of that, but I'm taking care of it on my time and not your time. Now, what a word. I mean, that everybody can grab that. What? I need that word. Watch what I say now. That's a relief and a release word. Wow. You understand the difference? There's a relief and a release word there.